98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, talking today to you if you've been through or going through heartbreak or temptation or persecution. Maybe life's just a little heavy right now. We want to give you some hope. There's always hope in Jesus. I have a friend that speaks it so well. She is a speaker and author and the founder of Redeemed Girl Ministries. Her name is Marion Jordan Ellis, and she has a book, Stand, Rising Up Against Darkness, Temptation, and Persecution. Marion, what's the main thing you tell people when they come to you and just say, I'm just overwhelmed, I feel down and out?
Well, I tell them exactly what the Lord told me, and he quoted from Exodus where it says, stand and see the deliverance of the Lord. Mm. And, you know, over 521 times in Scripture, God calls us to stand. And what that means is it's putting feet to our faith. It's more than just this intellectual belief. It's where we truly, in the core of our being, believe God, not just believe in him. And that's where we have to take hold of his promises. Mm. And we look at the example of Moses at the Red Sea. Yes. When he has the Red Sea before him, he has Pharaoh's army in his back. He's surrounded by mountains. And it seems yes. like in that moment, an impossible situation. That may be yes. what some of our listeners are facing right now, an impossible situation. But in that moment, Moses was able to stand in faith, stand in hope, because he knew two things. Number one, the presence of God was with him.
Yes.
And number two, he was standing and planting his feet on the promises of God. Mm. And when we do that, just as Moses watched and saw God deliver them in a supernatural way, we don't know how he's going to do it.
Yes.
But when we believe his presence is with us and we believe his promises, then we can stand firm in any situation with hope, with peace, and not caving into fear and unbelief, but believing God.
Oh, girl, that is so good. Yes, amen. There's just something powerful about hearing stand. And when you've done all that you can to stand, stand again. The scripture's real clear about encouraging us in that way. And that's encouragement to stand even when you don't feel like it. Marion, I'm sure you've experienced that, times when you didn't feel like it, yet you felt encouraged by God to stand.
Absolutely. And stand is the decision we make
yes.
to believe God, even when our emotions say otherwise.
Yes.
And I went through a scenario that I share about in my book where everything in my circumstances said to doubt God, to give into fear, to throw a pity party. Mm. But in that moment, I had chose to believe him. In that moment, to look at my circumstances and think, he's got this, and to believe yes. that Jesus is going to win this battle. And what happened was supernatural. It shifted something in my soul that had confidence. It shifted yes. something in my soul that says, I don't understand what is going on, but I trust God. And you know what? I experienced, I believe, the same peace that Moses did, the same peace that God promises us is when we take hold of him by faith and believe him. And that's what standing is all about.
And it's no coincidence that you happen to be listening today, my friend. I'm sure you needed to hear this. I'm going to tell you how to connect with the book about Marion Jordan Ellis and her organization. It's on my Conversations link right now. You can re-listen to this interview and share it with someone else. It's right there now at star883.com.